In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, the Apostle Paul says something that is very interesting. He said, quote, "Quench not the Spirit." Paul cautions Christians to quench not the Spirit. Now, before we even consider how one would quench the Spirit, we must be sure to understand something. We must acknowledge the possibility exists that the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us can indeed be quenched. Brethren, according to Paul, it is possible to put out the Spirit. Question: how could we extinguish or quench the Spirit? I want to offer you one possible answer to this question. Brethren, can we become so preoccupied with what's going on in the world, with watching the news, that there is limited time for the Spirit to act within us? Just how are we utilizing our time? Are we participating in things that are making us stronger spiritually? Or are we participating in activities and thought processes that bring us down spiritually? Let me tell you a short story. One year on New Year's Day in the 1930s, in the Tournament of Roses parade, a beautiful float suddenly sputtered and quit. It was out of gas. The whole parade was held up until someone could get a can of gas. And the funny thing about it was, this float represented the Standard Oil Company. With its vast oil reserves and gas resources, its truck was out of gas. I think there is a lesson here for Christians. What is our power source? Brethren, our power source is the Holy Spirit. But often we as Christians neglect our spiritual maintenance. The Holy Spirit is referred to in many places in the Bible as fire. And most of us know that fire has to be maintained if it is to continue to burn. A fire in the fireplace has to be stirred up occasionally. We have to add wood to the fire to keep it going, and it needs to be good, seasoned, dry wood. We have to make sure the fire is getting enough air. So, brethren, in the same way, we must maintain the fire of the Holy Spirit inside our own lives. What are we feeding the Holy Spirit that God gave us? How are we nourishing the Spirit? Let me leave you with this question. Are you doing the things necessary to maintain the Holy Spirit in your life? Brethren, let us not quench the Holy Spirit. Amen.